Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Sweet Piggies here. I like to say Happy New Year! Yay! Happy 2016, everybody. I hope that you guys had a wonderful, wonderful New Year's Eve, that you guys didn't get too drunk, and that you guys not drink and drive, or text and drive, or drink, text and drive. Hope you guys got lots of tickles and you guys got to spend time with loved ones and family members and those that care about you. Okay, now that we gotten that out of the way, let's get time to talk about the fun stuff. So, today's topic is on something that I'm really excited about talking about, and I hope you guys are excited to listen about it. So, it's about unbound tickling, which is kind of considered freestyle versus bound tickling. Which one's better? Which one's more enjoyable? Which one will drive your lurly crazy? So we're going to talk about the pros and the cons about both. And I love to hear what you guys have to say about it. And you guys can call in at 607-203-0741. Once again, that number again is 607-203-0741. That's the number to call in and to give your feedback. I want your opinion. I want your 2 cents. I want to hear which one do you prefer. Now, you can't say both because that's cheating, okay? You got to pick one or the other. You got to pick either unbound tickling, which is considered freestyle, or bound tickling. Which one do you prefer as a lure, as a lead? Or you can tell me from both sides that switch, like I'm going to switch. So, I have something to tell you guys before we start. So, I was on one of the many Facebook groups that I'm on Facebook, and there was this really nice young man that put up, like, this really, really cute survey. I thought it was really cute. This really cute survey about tickling on there, and I'm trying to find it, like, right now. So, and I told him that I would answer the survey when I'm on air. And, of course, my phone doesn't want to look up the survey. Of course it doesn't. Okay, here it is. So, it popped up. So, before we start with our topic, I want to answer this guy's survey. So, you guys just bear with me, okay? It's a really cute survey. You can find it on this Facebook group called Tickling as a Punishment. And the young man that posted up, his name is Dwayne. Really, really nice guy. So there's 10 questions, so it won't take me too long, guys, before we can get into the top. The first question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how ticklish you are. Can you go over 10? Can we go over 10? Okay, so, like, I'm over 10. So we're going with 10 plus. That's my answer, 10 plus. Okay, number 2, what are your 3 most ticklish spots? See, I don't think that's fair. I don't think that anyone should be asking that question because the lures should find out themselves. When I'm talking to a potential playmate, I don't even want to know their spots because I want to find it myself. That's make it more fun. But I answer the question since it's a survey. My 3 most ticklish spots are, number 1 is my nipples. Yes, yes, that's what I said. My nipples. Number 2 is my belly button. And number 3 is my neck. The third question is, what's worse on your feet? Hairbrush, electric toothbrush, or fingernails? I think it's fingernails. I mean, I had the hairbrush, and that shit hurts. I had the electric toothbrush. It's okay. After a while, the sensation gets kind of dull. Fingernails, hey, they always work best. And you guys know that I love fingernails and I love nails on my body. I'm not really into the whole tool thing. So number 4, how long can you go with being tickled nonstop before you give in? So I can go all day. So I haven't gave in yet, so I would like to give in one time, one day, but I got to find a proper lure. Maybe one of you guys lure out there in Radio Land can make it happen for me, make me give in. Does it tickle when you get a pedicure? I don't get petty, so I can't really answer that question, but I probably, most likely, it will. I know it tickles when I get the polish changed on my toes, so if that tickles, then most likely it would tickle when I get a pedicure. Have you ever been tied up and tickled? Hell yeah, too many times to count. Number seven, when was your worst tickle experience and what happened? Okay. Wait, I gotta think back in the cobwebs in my mind. When you get old like I am, oh, I mean like 30. When you get old like I am, you gotta dig back in the cobwebs. Okay, I think my worst experience was I had met with this one guy, and he was bragging about how he was this fantastic lure and how he's gonna make me give in and blah blah blah. What all lures do? They boast about their skills. And then when push came to shove, when game time came on, when we met up, he couldn't tickle worth shit. And not only could he tickle not worth shit, he hurt me and bruised me. Oh no, that was my worst experience. Never again, never again. So that's why I never believe people when they tell me how brave a lure they are and how ticklish they are early. I want to see for myself because people lie. Number eight, would you rather be tickled or tickle someone else? That is hard because I'm a switch, so I like both. We're just going to cheat on that one. I want to say both. Can I cheat, Dwayne? Okay, I want to cheat. I'm going to say both. Number nine, do you think tickling can be torture, fun, or both? Hell yeah, it can be both. Hello. Love it. That's how I play. That's how I go down. What is your Super Bowl prediction? Hello, my Packers are going to go all the way. Duh. So, yeah, I love my Packers. So, since we got that off, what a good start. I just wanted to let you guys know about that. So I just wanted to do that because Dwayne had posted that on there, and not a lot of people were commenting on it, so I thought I would comment on it, since there wasn't a lot of females that was commenting on it, it was more males. So, we're going to go back to the topic of hand, which is unbound tickling, aka freestyle, versus bound tickling. So, let me explain what those two things mean. So, bound tickling is basically what it means is actually having a real live session. It means when you're using some type of tool or device to completely immobilize your lead, or that you're being completely immobilized as the lead. That's what exactly that means. So whether you're using stocks, whether you're using scarves, the neckties, cuffs, restraints that you bought from the sex stores or Spencer's or Hot Topic or whatever you bought them from, and you're using it to immobilize the lead. That is what bound tickling is. Unbound, aka freestyle, is basically when you're not using any type of tool or anything to basically immobilize your lead. You're using like your body, such as like you're pinning them down, or you're using a wrestling move, or using some type of martial arts skill move, kung fu thingy, whatever you guys come with to pin down somebody. That's basically what freestyle tickling is, or aka unbound tickling. So now that you guys know the descriptions, I would love to hear which one you guys prefer, because I love to hear you guys' comments. And right now, I'm trying to find what everyone did talk about in the comments, but of course I can't find it. So I'm going to keep looking, but as I keep looking, I'm going to tell you my opinion. So let me start with bound tickling. I love being tied up and tickled. Of course I do, because I have a tickling fetish. And so I love to be bound up and be completely immobilized and have the lure just go crazy all over my body and just tickle me to insanity, which no one has, but maybe one day. Maybe this is the year it's going to happen. But I love it. I completely love it. And the reason why I love it so much is because I'm a really big squirmer, and I squirm a lot, and I squirm a lot, and I thrash a lot, and I squirm a lot. Do you guys get it? I squirm a lot. So for someone like me, I need to be tied down or something, because I squirm a lot, and I scrum a lot, and I thrash around a lot. So for your safe day, it's better if I'm tied down. So if you have a Lee that is, or if you are a Lee, if you know that you can potentially hurt somebody when you're being tickled, and not, it's not like you're doing it intentionally, it's just a normal reaction. If you know that your safety's in jeopardy, lures, or that leaves that you know you're going to hurt the lure, then I would suggest tying that person down and strapping them down at all costs so that no one gets hurt in the process. So I think that's why bound tickling is a really good tool, and it is a lot of fun. And then also, I think another cool thing about bound tickling is that the lure is, like, more in charge. And it's kind of like the lead is kind of giving up that submissive kind of role type of thing. And let me explain that more. So when you're basically bound, tied down, whether it is using ropes, cuffs, stocks, whatever, you don't really have any control as a lead. Like, all your control is now in the hands of the lure. So your lure can do whatever the hell that they want to do. So when they feel like stopping, they can stop. When they feel like moving on to another spot, they can move on to another spot without you blocking it, because in freestyle tickling, it's easier to block. The lure doesn't know how to pin you down properly. But when you're bound, you don't have any say in anything when it comes to the tickling. It's all based on the lure. So that, to me, is very, very arousal. And it's very hot and very much of a turn-on. When I'm the lure, I love it because I feel like I'm, like, in power. I'm in charge. I'm, like, dominating because I can control everything about what's going to happen. And then when I play as a Lee, it's still arousing because I'm submitting myself to this guy that is going to have complete control over my reactions and how I laugh and everything. And I have no control over anything. Now, of course, I do have some type of control, but overall, I really don't have a control. I don't have control where he goes to tickle my spot, so how long he tickles me and one of my spots I just kind of name out to you guys. So bound tickling to me is very sexual, and it's hot, and it's, oh, gosh, it's so great. I'm getting kind of hot in here. Got to turn on the AC, even though it's cold in Georgia. So that's why I like bound tickling. And I guess a con of bound tickling is that if you have a lead that had some type of traumatic experience in the past, maybe bound tickling is not something to start off with, such as if they have, like, some type of PTSD or something that happened in their past that being tied down is not something that they like, then I would not recommend tying them down because that could freak them all out and that can just ruin the whole tickling experience. And we want tickling to be fun, don't we? Yes, we always want tickling to be fun. So now let's talk about freestyle tickling. So with freestyle tickling, I have to admit that is my favorite. That is my absolute favorite. And the reason why I say it's my favorite is because, well, number one, I get more turned on from being tickled freestyle than I am being bound. I don't know why, but to me, I get more aroused. And to me, I get more ticklish when it's freestyle than it is bound. And I think the reason why I get more ticklish is because of these reasons. Number one, even though I just got done talking about how with being tied down, there's that type of dominance that the lure exuberates on his lead, but I feel when it's freestyle tickling, you get to see more of the aggression and more of the dominance from the lure. And I tell you why. Because if my lure really wants to tickle me, but they don't have the tools to do it, or they're in public, and they really want to get me hard. Now, you get to just see this, like, whole change of personality that comes over a guy, and they try everything possible to, like to throw you down, pin you down, and try to block you from blocking them, and they're tickling. And you get to see that whole macho, manliness, aggression come out, and it's just so hot. Oh, my God. Is it hot? Oh, I melt right there when it happens. So that's one reason why I like Unbound Tickling, is I get to see more of the aggression, and I get to see, yeah, this guy truly wants to tickle me because he's actually, I'm going to make him work for it. This is not going to be like, I'm just going to like, oh, I'm just going to lie there and let him tickle me. No, I don't do that shit. I actually make you lures work for it if you guys want to tickle me freestyle. You got to work for it to show me that you really want to tickle me. And then once you show me, you kind of give it a little bit. So, yeah. So another reason why I think I like it so much and it's such a turn-on for me is because I like, personally for me, I like to be pinned down. I like to be pinned down and held down. Maybe that is a fetish. I don't know. I got to look that up. Maybe it's someone's fet life. Maybe I could Google that. Someone Google that for me. Is being pinned down. Something is a fetish. So you guys got to look that up for me. So, but me personally, I love being pinned down. And to me, that arouses me even more. And so, like, one example I have is I used to have an old play partner. And he used to be a cop, as some of you guys know. And sometimes we didn't always have a session when I went over his house, a session such as I tied him down and tickled the shit out of him, and he died, and he tied me down and tickled me. Sometimes we would just cuddle on the couch, and then from there it led to, like, a tickle fight. And then since he is a cop and he has martial arts background and he used to be a wrestler, he knows all these different techniques to hold you down, which was really, really fun to tap in because we would do all these tickle fights. And then I got to see his whole aggression and his whole, like, dominance and his lure side come out even more when we did freestyle tickling, and he would put me in all these different moves and twist my arm or whatever. And of course, he didn't hurt me or anything, but twist my arm away so I wouldn't block him, and it was so hot. Oh, my gosh, it was hot. Yeah, it was really hot. So I just lost my train of thought right there. My apologies. So that's the reason why I like Unbound Tickling. And I just think it's very, very sexy and very sexual just to see how much aggression and assertiveness that a lure can put on his lead when they are not tied down. Of course, the con to that is that if you have someone like me that is thrashing around and squirming a lot, and if you don't like that and you're trying to get to certain spots, it may be a little bit difficult unless you know how to pin down and know different wrestling holds and all this other stuff. So I guess if you're a lure that doesn't know how to pin somebody down or know different wrestling holds, I wouldn't recommend doing a lot of Unbound Tickling. I'm just saying. And so I guess my other point that I was making is that Unbound Tickling to me is more accessible, and you can do it anywhere you want to do it at, because Bound Tickling, you can only do it, well, in the private of your home or at a hotel. I wouldn't bound somebody up as well. I guess that would be kind of hot if you did do it in public. But most people do not bound somebody up in public and tickle them. They mostly do it in a private setting. So that's kind of another reason why I like Unbound Tickling, is that it's something that you could do anywhere. You could do it at your work, even though I know that's kind of tricky with some people's work. That could be following on the lines of sexual harassment. But you could do it at work. You could do it anywhere. You could do it at a restaurant. And once again, it's just like you're not restraining a person. You're just tickling them as they are. So, because I really, really enjoy public tickling, which I kind of see public tickling and freestyle tickling go hand in hand. And once again, I get really turned on by being tickled in public. So I think that's another reason why I like it so much. And I like different scenarios of public tickling. Like if I'm getting a hug from one of my boys and one of my guy friends and they poke me or something, that to me, it's really hot. I'm also a cuddle. It's called cuddle slut. But I'm into cuddling. Cuddling is one of my fetishes. Cuddling somebody and tickling them at the same time, to me, that is immensely, immensely hot. And it's a great combination of two fetishes put into one. So I love it. I love it. I love it. So I think that's the reason why I prefer unbound tickling over being bound. Once again, I like both. I love both. I love both. Don't get me mistaken. I love both. But I think I prefer one over the other. And I know that probably disappoints some people. But I would love to hear from you guys about which one do you guys prefer over the other. So you guys can give me a call at 607-203-0741. Once again, that number is 607-203-0741. And right now, as you guys are, am I waiting for you guys? I'm going to try to find the post that I did on about asking you guys and on Facebook about which one do you guys like and prefer. I know that was a lot of people that responded, and I probably should have looked this up before doing this show. I know, I'm a horrible person. Yes, I am. I know I am. And here it is. I just found it. Yay, go me. So I'm going to just say your last name because I don't know if it's your first name. Mr. Marvis says that he definitely wants bound unless it's playful time before sex. I could totally understand that. Because if you guys don't know, you guys have never tried this, unbound tickling usually leads to something else. You know, I'm just saying, between whether it's a wife and a husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or friends with benefits or whatever type of relationship you're in, if you start tickling, touching each other, rolling around, that leads to certain hormones and pheromones being released that may lead to something a little bit else. So I like the way you think, Mr. Marvis. Okay, so Mesh Black writes down that he prefers unbound because I like to see how a lead moves around. That's legit. Katie Carter writes in and said, honestly, it depends. Unbound of you just want to be playful and tickle someone just for the hell of it. I got that. But if you really want to torture the hell out of someone, definitely bound. But you should have equal consent to it. I, for one, have only been bound once in my life, and it was one of my most intense experiences of my life. I agree with Katie to a certain extent. I believe that if you really do know how to pin someone down properly or do, like, one of those wrestling holds, unbound tickling can be just as intense as bound tickling. That's just me, just my opinion. And my example, once again, go back to the cop. The cop knows how to pin people down, because he probably does it on a daily basis at his job. So when he pinned me down, he was just as effective as he was when he used to tickle me bound tickling. So it really just depends on the lure and their ninja skills or their wrestling skills, if you want to put it. Stephen Davis writes in, I would prefer probably bound. It's a turn on to think you have control over the lead's enjoyment. Very, very true. I can see that. But you could also go with unbound tickling because, once again, if you know what you're doing, you still have control over the lead, and you get to feel their body squirming even more underneath you, and that's another thing that's really hot. Or maybe that's just me that thinks that's really hot. But I just think it's really hot when the lead squirms totally, totally underneath you. It is so hot and dreamy. So, yes, I totally agree with that. So let's look at more people responses. We have one from Lawrence Wilkinson. I hope I pronounced your name right. He says freestyle for me, and then I asked him why. I'm more of a playful lure type, I guess. I'll grab an ankle or try to hold your feet in my lap while I tickle you, or just mess around to get you from behind and tickle you and your thighs and ribs and underarms because it's just a fun thing for me. Oh, my gosh. I love this guy already. Because when you guys, as lures, sneak upon us girls that you guys really don't know if we're in tickling and tickle our thighs like that, oh, my gosh. It's such a turn on. It's so cute. It's like a flirtatious thing. It's so hot. Ah, love it. Love your thinking, Mr. Wilson. Wilkinson, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Sorry if I'm not. Then Mr. James W. Douglas says, bound, please. And I ask them, well, why, please? And I'm waiting for my phone. Oh, there, my phone went up. It's more fun that you know what's going to happen but can't escape. And when the slides your soul, you only pray if it stops. I can see where he's coming from that. Basically, the lead doesn't know where it's coming from. They don't know when it's going to stop. But I guess you can you guys tell I really like unbound tickling because I make an argument for it all the time? Yeah, I really like it a lot. But the same thing can be applied to unbound tickling because you never know when the lure is going to stop and actually let you go. But they can keep you pinned down like that for a good minute, even though someone's going to get tired out easily. You just got to figure out who's going to get tired out the fastest. And then my favorite person in the world, Mr. Barton, he writes in, well, that really depends. I tickle Queen Caudacia, I probably messed up that name, sorry, at FetishCon 2015, and I did not need to use any restraints. She was able to withstand my intense tickling, not just the feet, without squirming a lot, and it was excellent. How the fuck did she do that? How I'm like, seriously, leave in switches that, you know, get tickled. How do you stand still or sit there or lay there and be able to take being tickled? I mean, you don't move or anything. I never seen that happen. I certainly can't do it, but more power to you guys. I don't know how you guys do. You guys have unnatural mutant powers. I mean, seriously. And then Barton goes on to say, others like Sweet Piggy, that's me, needs, and you know he puts in capital letter, needs, like he like screams it out, needs to be restrained because she kicks, jumps, scurs, squirms, and bucks Wally and cannot stay still. He knows me way too well. I get exhausted just from trying to hold her in a place where she knocks me off my ass. This is true. I have to post on my Facebook page for the show, Tickle Lounge Show. I will post on my page basically a session between me and Bart, and you'll see me knock him on his ass. I think it's funny. He laughs, and he's like, ha, my personal preference is some bondage. But like I said, it really, and he puts in capital letters, screaming out, really depends on the lead. And then Mr. Lawrence Wilkinson, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, sir. He puts down that I saw a video of you two. One, I'm jealous. Two, Barton, you're right. She's a bit of a fighter. I am, but you guys love me anyway. And then Pablo Madrid writes in, it depends on the sensitivity and the feelings, but most of them have to be tied. I like that response. And then we have Mike W. Mann that says bound, and I ask him, why please? And we're just waiting for my phone to load up, and he says, so they can't move. And Mr. J. Sox agrees that he would like it for the leaves to be bound because so they can't move. So you see that it's like basically an equal split between the two, between bound tickling and by bound tickling and by unbound tickling. It's a basically the same. It really just depends on your style of allure, and it really depends on your lee as well. So, and we have someone calling in. So let's see who we have calling in. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, Sweetie.
Yes, this is she. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say that I'm mainly an unbound tickler because I'm 6'2", 250. So I'm kind of big, so I'm able to control, have more control. Normally, I pick them. What I do is I pick up my woman I'm tickling, and I make her hold on to like a steel rod, like that's on the wall, and I make her hold
Okay.
on to it. So yeah, so that way. When she's thrashing around, it's like she don't got nowhere to go, and she lets go. I have her, like I'm holding her up in the air, and then I put her on the bed, and then use my body weight to hold, like to pin her down in certain positions to tickle, to get to certain tickle spots better. So that's how I like to do unbound tickling. It's more of a, I feel it's more of a dance, like 'cause she's running away and I'm trying to get her, or she's running towards me, and like you find different ways to make it interesting and fun.
Oh, nice. So, what if you don't have like a steel bar thingy for your lead to grab onto? Then what do you do then?
Well, if I don't have that, I mainly like make her hold on to a staircase railing, or just find, or I use the end of the bed, the rail, wherever, like the post at the end of the bed, and I usually make them hold on to something. That way, it's like they want to get away, but then they can't. And it's a way that I have them, you have more control as the lure, because if they have to hold on to something, then you get to every tickle spot. And because I'm so big, I'm able to hold a woman up for long periods of time, and like get into their inner thigh, and it's hard work, like picking up a woman and tickling the inner thigh while holding them up and then thrashing. Like that's a lot. That's a workout. So that's
But
what.
you like
Go ahead.
unbound more than you like bound tickling.
I like the feeling of they could get away, and sometimes I let them like run away from me, but then I catch them. So it's like the cat and mouse game, like because the woman, she loves it, but she's running away from me, but then I'm able to catch up with her, and then tickle her even worse because she got away from me. So
Like a punishment. Don't you run away
yeah
from me.
yeah
That's cute. I
But thank you for having me on and everything. And I love to watch listen to your chats and stuff. You're very awesome.
I am feeling the love. Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate you taking out your time to call in.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Oh, you have a wonderful evening. Bye, hon.
Bye-bye.
So just like that caller mentioned, he brought up a really good point that I totally forgot to mention. Another reason why I like unbound tickling is because I love the chase. Oh my gosh, I love the chase. I love the chase. So, when you're unbound, of course, the Lee can like get away and squirm. And then, like he said, then you have this cat and mouse thing that they get away and they try to run from you. But of course, they're tired. They're not going to get very far. You know, in the scary movie, the girl always trips and falls, and the guy come over and kill her anyway. That kind of happens all the time when you get tickled a lot, and then your butt, you're trying to like, your legs won't work properly, you like crawling away, and the lure's like, seriously, like, I'm not going to catch you. It's the exact same thing. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And once again, I tell you another story. So this is with my old play partner, with the cop, and I used to do that to him all the time. And he has a very small apartment because he's a bachelor. And typical bachelor stuff, he only has one bedroom, bathroom, a kitchen, small living room with all his police stuff in it, mostly with guns and stuff. And then his gaming system because he was a gamer. So there really wasn't a place to run to, but I would always get out of his little wrestling holds. I think he actually let me do it because if he really wanted to, he could have kept me there for a good minute. But I think he always let me get out. So I would always get out and I will run into the living room and I will try to hide behind the couch. And he used to come in, he's like, you really are going to try to run in this small apartment that I have? And so then we played this little cat and mouse game where I would, like, jump on the couch and, like, try to run across the couch. And he would try to grab me. And then somehow I always got trapped in a corner. I don't know how that would happen. I always got trapped in the corner. And then he would pick me up because he was a cop and I'm only weigh like about 130 to 140 pounds, so anyone could pick me up. So he would pick me up and he's like, you're going to get it now. And so that would lead on to more intense tickling. And I loved it. It was so hot, such a turn on, and I was even more incredibly ticklish than I am already. So I love the chase game, and I'm so glad the last caller mentioned that. And there's something else I have to say to you guys, is that we are now at 1,000 listens. Can you believe that? 1,000 of you guys have listened to Tickle Lounge, and so you guys must not think I'm that weird. And you guys must enjoy hearing my voice and my weird snorty last thing that I do that you guys think is cute. But like I was saying to the last caller, I just want to say thank you to all you guys out there in Radio Land that you guys actually take time out. You guys listen to me talk about tickling and talk about something that I really, 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 really enjoy and whatnot. So I really appreciate it. That's a very, very humbling thing to me that you guys, I actually listened like 1,000 times, and a lot of you guys actually have shared the radio show that I put up on different sites. Some of you guys have shared it with different people. You guys have talked about it, and you guys have viewed the Facebook page and everything. You guys have liked it, and I just want to say thank you, because without you guys, there'd be basically be no Tickle Lounge, and without you guys, there'd be no me. So I really, really appreciate you guys. So you guys get a really big mwah kiss from me, and I would tickle you guys if you guys were here. So I want to send like this imaginary tickle vibe to you guys for saying thank you. Well, I guess I can't send that vibe to Lurk. Well, I'm sending this vibe to Lees and Switches all out there in Radio Land. Lurs, you're going to have to send me a vibe to tickle me, because Lurs don't like to be tickled. So I just want to say thank you, you guys. And so our time is up right about now. And so I will have to catch you guys next week. And next week, I'm probably going to be a Debbie Downer, but the same young man that I read off the survey with, Mr. Dwayne, he thought it'd be really cool that we talked about the topic that all you guys in the tickling community want to know about. Where are all the women at? Where are the women at? That's what you guys want to know. So I'm going to talk about that, guys. I'm going to talk about where are the women at and how you guys can get the women. I mean, so you guys should tune in next time. I mean, 2016 is a great year for Tickle Lounge. It's going to be a great year for all you guys as well when it comes to your tickle dreams and fantasies coming true. You just got to believe it. So tune in next week where me, Sweet, is going to talk about where the women at. So I love you guys. You guys be safe, and you guys have happy tickles. Bye-bye.